friends, etc., spending more than 30 minutes at the dwelling will need to pay rent.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
Morena Celine.
Good morning, Rachel.
How are you?
I am all right. How are we all at this point?
We are all right, full stop.
I know, no elaboration there.
It is another week in renter's paradise, that is Auckland.
And absolutely.
We've been sent some questions from the listeners, who also, if you are listening right now and you want to send in any queries or concerns you have about any renting problems or weird things in your contract or tenancy stuff that you're just not sure about, 5395 is the text number, and we'll try our best to get to all of them today. Let's kick it off. We've actually got quite a few about when things break at your flat today. So this one is from someone who says, the bath tap in my house runs brown. Ooh, first of all, very ooh. All the other taps are fine. I told my landlord about it and he said to contact a plumber and send him the invoice. Totally chill with doing that, but it got me thinking, is organising contractors my responsibility or the landlord's? Like, was he actually supposed to contact the plumber instead of me?
Yeah, so this is they're all tricky ones, aren't they? And also, just to reiterate, I'm not an expert, so please check your sources, call an official tenancy services line as well, but I'm just starting you off.
Yes.
I did some little looking into things around repair, and there isn't that much written about repair in terms of how that works, which is strange given right. That's probably a lot of what we're dealing with. I couldn't find anything that basically said how it basically works, I think, is that you as a tenant
yep.
have to tell the landlord as soon as possible when something goes wrong, there needs to be repair, something's been damaged, etc. If you haven't damaged it yourself, in a willful act of vandalism or something, it's their job to fix it as soon as possible.
Okay.
Nothing in there is said about getting your tenant to do that looking for you.
Got you.
If it is something like that, which sounds like a health hazard, in my opinion.
Definitely.
So basically in the RTA, it says that if the state of disrepair is likely to cause injury, your persons or property, it's otherwise serious and urgent, you can then call someone to fix it and invoice your landlord for it. But that is supported by the tenancy tribunal, but that's not how it's supposed to work. How it's supposed to work is you tell them and they quickly respond and get something going. Obviously, if it's not instantly life-threatening or is health-related, you could probably have some leeway, but there's not particular time.
Interesting, okay. Steps.
Yeah, it's a tricky one there.
So it's not necessarily your responsibility to organise it, but it is your responsibility to tell them if it breaks.
Yeah.
And then the rest is a wee bit of a grey area.
Well, it's definitely their job as the landlord. That's the landlord's responsibility to fix the property. So nowhere does it say that you're supposed to be doing it yourself unless you need it happening quicker and they're not responding in time. Then you're able to do that, absolutely.
Okay, that's good to know. Well, we have got quite a few questions around that. I guess it's winter. People start to notice when the bits in your house...
Stuff is breaking.
...are breaking, yeah. Someone said, when we need stuff fixed at our flat, our landlord sends his handyman round, but multiple times now he's done such a crap job, it's basically been pointless. We've asked our landlord if he can send someone else to fix things, but he says we would have to pay for it if it's not the guy he wants to do the job. Do we have any legal grounds to ask for him to pay for someone else?
This is kind of in the same area where there's not that much that I can find that's legislated about that. It's kind of the same thing. I've definitely had experiences in the past where you're like, oh, their mate, Kevin is the handyman.
Yeah.
You're like, Kevin made it worse than it was before.
Yeah.
Kevin doesn't know what he's doing.
No. Definitely not trained in a few of the areas he's being enlisted to do. So there's nothing said about the quality of the repair. So I think it's kind of in that same thing where you're having to argue to the tenancy tribunal, or you can go, they talk in this repair section a lot about going to the mediation service.
Okay.
So I think it's very much like a grey area where you're like, if this person comes and doesn't do the repair as it should be, as soon as it should be, then you can be complaining about that. You have grounds to say,
totally,
this hasn't been done, or it hasn't been repaired because it wasn't done properly.
Yeah.
But you are going to have to kind of prove that or work out a mediation with the landlord. There's no specific thing saying if this person is not doing a good enough job, this is the steps you follow. Unfortunately, it seems.
It is such a hard one. I mean, I know so many people who have lived with, you know, someone's like elderly mother coming around to fix the wiring, and you're like, that's not how it should work, you know.
No, a friend tinkering with the wires or the pipes is bad.
Please just hire an electrician. Oh my god. Okay. Someone says, kind of a simple question, but how long is an acceptable time for your landlord to reply to your emails about things to do with the house?
I need the answer for this one.
My property manager always takes over a week and only replies after like 3 follow-up emails. It's annoying and it makes me feel like I'm being a hassle, even though I know I'm not.
Yeah, this is basically the crux of the thing, I think. So most of what you can read in the RTA is about length of time in terms of getting the repairs done. Again, if it's something that's not as serious, they're probably not going to follow up on that in the tribunal as closely. But if it's something that needs to be done, like wastewater or a pipe or something like this, then they need to be responding. There's, again, no time on it. So you can argue that there's a wording for it and that it's you would be able to prove that they haven't got back to you. Mm-hmm. So they're not able to do that. You need to be able to fix it as soon as you need to. So if that happens again, basically you can organise the repairs and then charge the landlord. But again, it shouldn't be your responsibility. So the tricky thing with that too is it is a property manager. So they're a management service. You could easily, giving them the benefit of the doubt, you could even have a landlord that wouldn't want that to be the way their tenants were being treated.
True.
So there's follow-up there, potentially. Potentially not, but potentially.
How long do you think
is too long?
It could
be appealing to people's better interests.
Well, I would say it depends on what it is. There's a thing in the RTA as well, basically being like, if a landlord is overseas or out of contact for 3 weeks, they need to employ someone else or have someone else available you can contact.
Mm.
But it depends on what it is. If it's something that is really dangerous, they need to have an eye on the emails. There's no date set though, that's the trouble.
Yeah, that's
what
the trick.
Argue what's reasonable.
And we have had a follow-up text from someone who's asked, isn't it better for the tenant to book a tradesperson so that you can arrange a time for them to come that suits you? Shouldn't, even if like the landlord is booking a tradesperson for you, they still have to find a time that is suitable for you as a tenant. They can't just rock up, hey?
Yeah, so there's a lot of law, there's a lot of guidelines around that. That is kind of the trouble though, because I know I have definitely had the landlord organise someone who then contacts me, who then you make a time with that works. That you should have a say in what time it is that works
totally
for you.
Totally, yeah.
And if you look online at tenancy services, there's a whole list of, they're not allowed to come, they have to come within working hours. You need to basically give them some reasonable options and so be slightly flexible, but they just can't turn up anytime and they need to give warning. It needs to be organized. So that does make it trickier when you're like, maybe you're the one doing the time work with the electrician. Again, there's less rules around there, so it's just making sure you're not doing the work they should be doing. But it is also about making it easier for you to have someone come at a time that's appropriate to you, so,
and get the job done.
Absolutely.
Bob the Builder. Hardcore. Hey, thank you very much, Celine. If people want to go and chase this up, find out a little bit more, what are some good resources, websites, places for them to hit up?
I would say definitely you can call Tenancy Services, look at all of their stuff online. Also, Community Law is a really great resource, and they have an incredible kind of tenancy booklet online. I would say most of these things, you probably don't know the legislation exists, but look it up and look up and find your rights on a particular issue, and then you know where you're standing.
Excellent. Know your rights. Thank you, Celine.
No problem. Thank you.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was A Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate, Celine.